welcome to the first episode of Season 2 of All the World's a Stage, the show which takes our ragtag group of Shakespearean actors all around the world to find fun, hijinks, and maybe, just maybe, their next gig.
But I wouldn't count on it.
This week, the Mechanicals find themselves...
Whoa, what's going on here?
Rick, hi!
Oh, well, look at that. You found us.
Yes, I found you. Usually I get told when we're recording, but this time I had to hear it from TMZ. Z.
TMZ Z?
It's like TMZ, but for people who you even care less about.
What is going on here, and who is she?
Hi, I'm...
Look, it's a new season, and most shows change things up after the first season. You know, when they hit the stride, they know what's good, so they keep that, but what doesn't work, they change...
Are you saying I didn't work?
No, of course not. Thomas would only say that if he was being an idiot who was shoving his own foot in his mouth.
Ew! Raw bunions!
What he meant to say...
If he wasn't an idiot who didn't have a guy's hand over his mouth...
Was that we were just going to try some new things this year, that's all. We're bringing the company in a new direction. One that, you know... just doesn't involve you.
We got a new Rick now. Help yourself to craft services on the way up. Bye-bye. Ta-ta. Thank you.
A new Rick.
Bye-bye.
That's what I was trying to say before. Hello, I'm Rick.
Your name is Rick.
It's spelled with a Y.
Totally feminine.
And trendy. Bye-bye.
You mean after being your announcer for an entire season, I'm replaced, just like that?
No, like this. Bye.
Sorry, it's not you, it's us. We're just not ready for a 2-year-long commitment at this point. And we'd like to experiment with a girl announcer, just to see if it's what we need. We've been having these feelings...
No!
No?
No.
New?
I'm the Mechanicals announcer, and I announce. It's what I do.
But I'm under contract.
Actually, it's on the table over there.
It's my right as an announcer to be here.
You're right.
And my union contract clearly states that I can stay here and act as an announcer during this show.
What?
Oh, shoot.
What?
I forgot to tell you at our last meeting.
I don't know how your invitation went missing.
Rick told us how he joined the Announcers Centralized Licensure Union.
The Announcers Centralized Licensure Union?
Come on, Thomas! Take on the ACLU!
The gang stands in horror as they stare at the smug look on Rick's face.
Oh, cut that out! Fine. You can stay. Just keep quiet and let us... go on with our show.
Of course.
Of course.
New?
Robin.
Our scene opens on the idyllic landscape surrounding the city of Ephesus. The sun is high in the air, and the Mechanicals find themselves laying in the cool grass.
What a...
Because they were thrown there from the horrible shipwreck.
Son of a...
I hate boats. How did I get on that thing?
Deus Ex Microphone.
Oh, this place seems so nice at first. Well, here we are, Ephesus. The victims of yet another shipwreck, though I'm not sure if Shakespeare is to blame for this one.
Pretty safe bet, though.
Let's just get into this place. We'll wonder why I haven't drowned you yet later.
The group approaches the city as the sun comes out. It is approached by a young member of the town, a man named...
Antiphilariasis.
Antiphilariasis?
Doesn't that have something to do with roundworm?
And isn't his name supposed to be more pronounceable?
And aren't you supposed to... shut up?
Antiphilariasis.
Halt!
What is it, antifilary? What is it,
antifilary? Antiflip.
What's the problem, Mac?
You four are not allowed in Ephesus.
Why not? Was it something we said? Because we said a lot. And there's no way you could ascribe it to just one thing. Because if you could do that, then no one would be allowed in your town. Because I bet everyone at one time said something they shouldn't have said. Because people say things all the time that they probably shouldn't have said. But say anyway, because sometimes you say things before you think and saying things, but it's too late because the saying things become said things, and then they're no longer saying things. So you can't stop the saying things or the things to be said. Because now they're said, and in order to stop said things, you would have to be able to bend time and space. And that's just silly. So you really can't kick us out already, because there's no way you can bend time and space. So why don't you just let us in, Mr. Antiphilariasis?
I honestly forgot what I was saying.
That's okay. I don't think anyone is listening to the show anymore anyway. But I think it started with halt.
Yes. You're not allowed in.
And this is because...
We do not allow anyone from Syracuse into Ephesus.
Ah. Now it makes sense. Well, I guess that we'll just, Wait a second. We're not from Syracuse.
Poolicuse?
Look at her. She's covered in different shades of oranges.
I am, aren't I? Look, anti-defenestration...
That...
You're going to let us in, or I shall send Syracuse, New York, and all of America up your nose, all over-embellished with rubies, carbuncle sapphires, declining their rich aspect to the hot breath of Spain, who sent whole armadas of carracks to be ballast in each nostril.
I don't know if that was poetry or just mean.
There is one way. An old custom that has existed in Ephesus for centuries. You can best me in a challenge.
Sure.
Of wits.
We're out.
Oh, come on.
And so the Mechanicals agreed to the challenge and found themselves around the traditional stone table upon the hill, overlooking the town.
Ooh! Is this geek chic?
Hey, we didn't agree.
I want to see what happens.
As Ephesus lies within Turkey...
Robin?
Nope. It's a lovely country.
Just checking.
Anyway, as we're at the crossroads between Asia and Europe, we have collected games from around the world.
Though I bet you're still waiting on the Kickstarters to send you the copies.
Would you shut up? What are we playing?
I challenge you, Snug, to the ancient game of Go. Using this gridded board and these stones of alternating colors, we will each try to conquer territories as people have been doing for thousands of years, using simple rules but unending complexity. While... Hey, where did everybody go?
It was at this point that Antiphilariasis realized that when he said go, the Mechanicals went.
Dang it!
Guards, after them!
Now we shall take a break for our commercial. We would like to introduce you to one of our staples here at All the World's a Stage, one of the voice actors who has appeared on every episode so far, Andrew Dell.
Hello.
We just wanted to take this time and thank you for letting us use your gift for voices on our show, and to let our listeners at home hear your real voice.
It's really my pleasure.
Your real voice?
A fast foot?
I don't think so.
Uh-oh. You see, I've done so many voices, I don't even know what my real one is anymore.
Surely you have one you use on a daily basis?
I did, but when I got to my paycheck from last season and something popped in my head and I was like, who am I? Why am I doing this? Is this what I want to do with my life? I could have been somebody. I could have been...
Please visit patreon.com to provide more support for our voice... talent. Remember, you're not just helping out the Mechanicals, you're also helping out us poor saps who are giving up our weekends to spend time with them. Thank you.
I think we lost them.
Oh, good. I don't think I could ever run anymore.
So, shipwreck, running from the cops, Seems to be pretty standard fare this week, doesn't it?
Excuse me.
Antifilariasis stands in front of the group, a scowl on his familiar face, pointing a finger.
Wait, that was a completely different voice.
Yeah, nice try.
But I already said it, it's fact.
That just means that someone else named Antifilariasis standing in front of us pointing a finger.
But his face is familiar.
And he looks just like the other guy. Makes perfect sense to me.
Oh, way to go, Rick. You just made a plot that makes sense to Robin.
Don't replace me, then.
What, you think I'm gonna bring you back now? Excuse me.
Yes, Mr. Familiar and Pointy?
Why are you pointing at us anyway?
The group now finds, to their horror, that this man is not the only man pointing as they see that Thomas is not wearing any pants.
Oh, for crying out...
Thomas!
Ew!
Hold on, let me get into this rain barrel. Oh, good. At least it's dry in here, and the sound guy is apparently on my side. Okay, that's it. We have to end this now.
Yeah, when our pants are in danger, then I know we've gone too far. These are suede.
If you stopped moving your hips, Nick, they wouldn't be suede anymore.
Robin, shut up.
Look, Rick, we really didn't want to replace you. We were just going to do a joke about how shows always change things in the second season for no reason and the anger it causes on the internet. We just wanted to get the trolls going.
Yeah, remember? I got this. It's +4 against trolls.
We were going to bring you back after the joke wore off. We just figured we could have one day of recording without you. It would be no big deal.
But now we have Thomas without pants cowering in a rain barrel. That's a big deal. It's awesome! Thank you!
So, if we could please wrap this whole thing up, I'd like to find us a gig and get back to...
There you are!
Run!
23 Skidoo!
Wait, I can't run.
Aha! I caught you, fair and square.
No, you caught me with my pants down. That's different.
Excuse me, have you seen this guy, Mr. Filariasis?
What the? Oh my. You look just like... And you look just like...
Antifilariasis, I would like you to meet Antifilariasis.
And Antifilariasis, I would like you to meet Antifilariasis.
They walk alike, they talk alike...
Quiet.
Perhaps you can help me then. Of course. I'm looking to put on a show at the theater, and I'm in need of some actors. You see, I am putting on a double feature of Dromio and Juliet.
Two Dromios?
And I thought this ending was a stretch. Médecins Sans Frontières, internationally known in English as Doctors Without Borders, was created in France in 1971 with 300 volunteers. Since 1980, they have opened offices in 28 countries and employed over 30,000 people around the world. What do? They bring medical aid to people who need it the most. Those affected by conflict, epidemic, disaster, or simply exclusion. They help regardless of gender, race, religion, creed, or political affiliation, based on the belief that the health needs of people is more important. In 1990, they established MSF USA to expand their international fundraising, recruitment, and advocacy. That's where you come in. You see, Doctors Without Borders has maintained institutional and financial independence since its inception. However, caring for millions of people across the world is an expensive business. Visit www.doctorswithoutborders.org to learn how you can help. You don't have to have money or be a doctor. Doctors need support too.
So, we almost got arrested in Turkey and committed regicide in Egypt. What else would you guys like to do in the Middle East while we're down here?
I always wanted to go to Jerusalem.
Don't waste your time, Nick.
Why not?
I spent hours at the Wailing Wall, and I never saw one whale.
Good night, folks.
The music used in today's show was Fun in a Bottle by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under Creative Commons. See more at incompetech.com.
Some sound effects used from freesound.org, also licensed under Creative Commons.
Antifilariasis was played by Andrew Dell both times. I got confused too. I'm Rick Tennant.
And Rick Kuby.
Good riddance and send us packing.